Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'll be honest, I'll just have to retire. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Play the game. I haven't witnessed anything like I've seen that's happened to them 3 times. Scary. You can see right away the players' faces on the field. You can see the sense of urgency from everybody to get to a help. I just think at some point, you know, he's going to live longer and he's going to play football. Take care of your family.
Raiders coach Antonio Pierce, when he was asked about Tua, you don't often get that kind of commentary about another player. He should retire. Jeremy and Joe, kind of catching up on the Tua conversation. You know, Friday was Bills win. Monday was, what'd you think about week two? Now here we are. All right, let's talk about Tua Tagovailoa and his potential playing future in the NFL. If you want to get on board with us, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. You would mention Dominique Foxworth with the idea that the league would not want him to play anymore.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring up a couple of tweets that we've got through this and get some more phone calls as well, because, well, Chuck tweets in, I think the NFL should make him retire. Would show the NFL taking a player's health and well-being about playing on the field. What I think it might come down to is how Tua will get paid on this contract. To that point, from what I understand, he had $167 million guaranteed for injury. He's already made 43 of that. There's $124 million that hangs in the balance. If he is cleared to if he's cleared to return and retires on his own, he doesn't get that money. If he is not medically cleared, he gets that money. And you know who might be a good person to ask this question about, like, the language? Eric Wood.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Right. Yeah.
Eric Wood had a, he's retiring, wait a minute, he has to.
The weird press conference at the end.
It comes down to language.
Yeah.
About, well, are you cleared or are you retired? And $124 million is a big chunk of change.
Yeah.
To figure out there. He's already said he's not going to retire.
Right.
So we had that from Rappaport on Saturday.
They did sign a quarterback yesterday, by the way.
Yes, they did.
Tyler Huntley.
And before we get to calls, Benjamin Solak of ESPN, formerly of The Ringer, great NFL analyst. You know his idea for Miami?
Go ahead. I think it might be the same idea I had. Go ahead.
Which is?
Bryce Young?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He basically said Bryce Young can run one offense in the NFL, and it's Miami's. That if you're Miami, you should call and say,
yeah,
you know what? We'll take a look at that.
And not to say they're exactly the same, but aren't there a lot of similarities?
There are similarities.
They're both smaller, undersized Alabama high pick quarterbacks that I actually don't know what Bryce Young is supposed to be good at. We know what Tua is good at. Tua is good at processing an offense
and accuracy.
Yep.
He delivers the ball.
Isn't that what Bryce Young's supposed to be good at? Processing, knowing where it's supposed to go. So what can they get him for? Would they trade him for a fifth-round pick?
I don't know, it can't get more embarrassing if
you're the Panthers, no, right?
That's right. Joe and DePew, as we roll through phone calls here, connect with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, West of New York's number one Kia dealer. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to say, if Tua is medically cleared, I think the league should still require him to wear the Guardian helmet cover thing. And if he's not, then I think that the league should be responsible to also, like, sweeten his guaranteed money and kind of, like, provide him with, like, a severance package. That way it doesn't really look like they're covering him up, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That would be more towards, though, like, I don't know what the mechanism is for doing that. That almost, to me, sounds like backroom dealing where Goodell gets the Dolphins in an alley and tells him, "Hey, you should give him the $200 million so he walks away." Like, this is how we get him to walk away. We tell him, "Hey, we're gonna do the right thing. Maybe not the $200 million, maybe 120, you know, whatever the guarantee might be. We're gonna give you the $120 million. You walk away. We're not gonna battle it with you. Like, you can have the money, but you gotta go."
Well, would it be different if it came from the NFL instead of from, like, the Miami head office?
I don't know, and I guess one other thing I would wonder is what if he says, "I don't. That's not what I want. I already got enough money for my life. I don't want this $124
million." Well, then, right.
I want to play football.
Then I think there's nothing you can do. You can't ban
him. I guess it'd just be, you'd have to require the Guardian helmet, or, I mean, I don't think it would be safe. I don't think it's a good look to put this guy back out.
The other thing is, thanks, Joe, for the phone call. And thanks for bringing up Guardian caps, too, because, you know, I'm immediately looking at what Guardian caps, what are the numbers on this? What do they suggest they could get you in terms of concussion protection? And from ESPN.com, you know, they're the large, soft-shelled pads. They are worn over football helmets, and the goal is reducing concussions and head injuries during play. The thing I'm immediately wondering is, how good are they at reducing head trauma versus the 100, finger quotes, 100 car crashes in the trenches every game,
right,
versus the your head whips on the turf like Tua's has a couple times? So according to ESPN and according to NFL research, the cap can absorb at least what percentage of the force of the hit would you be comfortable with? What do you want? What are you looking for here? A Guardian cap can absorb how much of the hit?
Like 30%?
It's 10.
Okay.
At least 10%, according to NFL research. 10% of the force is absorbed. Is that enough? He wears it. It looks better. The league's looking out for him. Is it enough? I mean,
it's better, but it's
right. It's an improvement.
It is better.
You don't want to let perfect get in the way of better. So better is better, but is it 10% of, like, if linemen are wearing them? Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Helmets are smashing together on a 3rd and 2, and those are headshots.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Against each other, but those might not be the same kind of force-driven head injuries that a quarterback being whipped to the ground is suffering.
That's more like in a game, 60 little shakes of your head, right? Like forces. And Tua's
still probably pretty big shakes, but right, getting 10% out of every single hit versus, well, this one's a lot more forceful.
Right, because how many times does Tua actually take a hit to the head in a game? A lineman probably takes a hit to the head 50 times in a game, even if it's a smaller hit. How many times does Tua? Does he probably average less than a hit per game to his head?
It might be that, yeah. Yeah, it's probably
that. So when he does, this is the point about him, I think, versus like other guys. It's the force that he takes on the singular hits to his head are stronger than a left tackle that's out there wearing it. Which, by the way, that I've seen more linemen wearing the Guardian caps, I think, than anybody. I don't think I've seen another position wearing it. But there's a couple of linemen. There's a Steeler lineman, a Titan lineman that are out there wearing it right now. There's no quarterback wearing it for sure.
No. Rich on a cell phone. Hey, Rich, good morning.
Good morning. Very interesting topic, but, you know, you're talking about high-profile people, and Joe, you mentioned that it may be just Tua. But look at Dale Earnhardt Jr. When he got out because of concussions. His eyesight, I mean, literally was like this, his eyes were like crossed. He could not do anything and couldn't hardly even function. And I think everybody's individual, and maybe a high-speed crash in Daytona or wherever is probably, well, I can't even say it is more violent, but it can be.
Yeah.
And it is just it's a fact that each person is going to be different. I know I had a concussion. Yeah, okay. My son did in sports, and you look out for him. I think it comes around to understanding what we know, and you're going to end up having to make your own decisions. And I just appreciate the fact that if he wants to keep playing, I almost think you got to let him play. I think there's things that you can do to, you know, make sure that he is being looked after. And if I could just add one thing that I think is interesting, is last summer I was lucky enough in my work to be on a job on the other side of Seneca Lake, and I went to this old man's house. He's in his 80s. And he says, hey, you got a second? And I said, sure. So he was telling me, I'm kind of early stages of dementia. And I said, oh, I had no idea who he was. Takes me into his basement. And I am walking into a museum, a boxing museum, like you could not believe. You can't even find a museum with as many memorabilia as he had. And it was Ray Ciacangani, I can't even say his name very well. He was a fantastic man. His hands, then I realized, I looked at his, he was an old school boxer.
Yeah.
Huge hands. And he wrote a book about concussions, and it was called Second Impact. And it's a fantastic, informative book about what happens when you don't pay attention. And I think it's good for young kids to understand that, yeah, you get hit, don't hide it. Understand it.
Yeah. Thanks, Rich, for the call.
You know, you mentioned, I didn't know that about I guess I probably should have known that about Dale Earnhardt Jr. Like, if the sport you follow, yeah. High-profile guys. So back to Dale Jr., he claims to have suffered 20-plus concussions in his career and got one in a practice round, and that's what forced him to retire 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He left the seat because of concussion-related symptoms a number of times. So, yeah, like I still get back to the visual that Tua gives us that we don't get from everybody else. You know, you mentioned Earnhardt there, what his symptoms were cross-eyed. He chronicles it in a story in the New York Times talking about how he had so many different things as part of his brain injury. He's talking about how brain injuries can heal and can get better, and you know, his quality of life has improved since going through all that. Like with Tua, it's so right in our face happening, and you have to watch it every time and think about, you know, if Dale Jr. gets in a wreck and you know he's been had a bunch of concussions, you wonder if he has one, and you wait for the update, but I don't know that you see it in the moment. And with Tua, we're seeing it in the moment.
It's violent and it's immediate.
Yeah. Back to the Guardian caps. So one more thing on this. I mentioned that NFL research says 10% of the impact can be reduced. Reduced about 10% reduction. The league, the NFL, has used Guardian caps since the 2022 preseason in practice, right?
Okay.
So
would they have data on like practice injuries or practice concussions?
Yes. Some positions are mandated. And over a three-year average, concussions have gone down 52% at the positions where the Guardian cap was mandated. Now, there could be other variables here. Mm-hmm. Practices are getting lighter and lighter, right? There's fewer live periods. We could talk about this with Sal next time we have him on about the number of 2 days used to be a thing, and those are gone. And full pads. We'll be at Bills camp for how long until we go to full pads?
It's like 2 weeks. It's like a week and a half.
It might be a week and a half in sometimes. Oh, it's first day with pads. So there might be other variables, but there's definitely promising indicators that the Guardian cap can be helpful. The question is it enough for a guy like a Tua or somebody else in that spot where there's been so many, this small cap's going to protect you?
Yep.
803-0550. Thank you. Good stuff. Good phone calls. We'll keep going. Brendan, John, Scott, David, hang on. We'll get to you. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.